Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The center fielder, Charlie Gilbert. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Novikoff. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hy Bithorn. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hy Bithorn. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pete Kaskerard. Batting second. The right fielder, Jimmy Washdell. Batting third. The left fielder, Maurice Van Robays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vince DiMaggio. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Klinger. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Klinger. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pete Kaskerard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaskerard hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Maurice Van Robays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klinger fires to first and picks off Novikoff. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher strikes out. One out. Vince DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon strikes out. Two outs. Hi Bithorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bithorn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Novikov. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Bob Klinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klinger hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Lopez moves to third. Pete Cascarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarrat is 0 for 1 in the game. Cascarrat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lopez scores. Klinger moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 0 for 1 in the game. Washdell hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Maurice Van Robies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robies is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Van Robies hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilbert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washdell. Gilbert reaches second base with a double. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gilbert moves to third. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Novikov hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Gilbert scores. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fletcher for the out. Two outs. Vince DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 1 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cascarrat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. High Bithorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bithorn is 0 for 1 in the game. Bithorn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Klinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klinger takes first base on ball 4. Pete Cascarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarrat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cascarrat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bithorn fields it and throws to first for the out. Klinger moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 0 for 2 in the game. Washdell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Van Robey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gilbert hits a fly ball into left field. Van Robey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first, with Klinger covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Maurice Van Robey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Van Robey hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball towards center. Gilbert catches it and throws to first to double up Elliott. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Novikov is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Cascarrat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Van Robey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1. And the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Vince DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-2 in the game. Gustin hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Stringer hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. High Bidhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bidhorn is 0-for-2 in the game. Bidhorn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kaskerard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Klinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Kaskerard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaskerard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaskerard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klinger moves to second. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 0-for-3 in the game. Washdell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washdell for the out. Klinger moves to third. Kaskerard moves to second. One out. Maurice Van Robays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Van Robays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bidhorn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bidhorn has Klinger trapped. There's the throw to McCullough and over to Hack, who tags Klinger for the out. Kaskerard moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gilbert takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Novikov hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vince DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio bunts for an out with unknown description. Fletcher moves to second. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 3 in the game. Gustin takes first base on ball 4. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 3 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Stringer strikes out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gustin catches it and throws to first to double up McCullough. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Klinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Klinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Cascarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarrett is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cascarrett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 0 for 4 in the game. Washdell takes first base on ball 4. Maurice Van Robese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robese is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Van Robese hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. High Bithorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bithorn is 0 for 3 in the game. Bithorn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 4 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 4 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fletcher bunts for an out with unknown description. Elliott moves to second. One out. Vince DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio is walked intentionally. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gustine hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Elliott scores. DiMaggio moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.